W. Smith will be here just after Fox News at 6. This is the pre-W. Smith show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome to the pre-W. Smith show this morning. It's Friday, not just any Friday. It's Friday, January 13th. That's right, Friday the 13th, guys. Kristen, Mark, Brian, let me ask you, before we get into what we want to make sure we cover in this segment, I just got to ask each of you guys, are you superstitious at all?
No.
Yeah.
A no and a yes.
Are you?
Mark, well, hold on. Okay. Hold on here. Hold on. I will get to me in just a second. Mark, you are not.
I'm not.
So if you get put in the 13th row or the 13th floor on in a hotel, et cetera, don't even think about it.
Well, maybe the 13th floor of a hotel.
Well, what? There is no 13th floor in most hotels, by the way. Right. There actually is the 13th, but it's probably 14 as it's listed on the elevator.
And maybe I won't walk under a ladder.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so if you had to, you won't, and see, that's interesting. You won't walk under a ladder. Huh. All right, Kristen, now to you.
Yeah.
So you said that you are superstitious.
I am superstitious, absolutely. I mean, I like, you know, I'll think twice about the black cat or the ladder or the umbrella in the house.
Really?
Yeah, for sure. And I'm also like, if you, especially if you're an athlete and you have that certain thing that you do before every single game,
right.
I am totally into that.
Okay. So there must be some kind of system out there, some kind of mechanism out there in the world that is either going to punish you if you pick number 13 as a baseball player, let's say, and you come up to bat and you're number 13, that could be a problem. And there must be some kind of system out there that says, oop, number 13's up. Got to make him whiff on the pitch, right? I mean, right.
Yeah.
Really, the universe is busy. Lots going on out there. You think they're really paying attention to that? All right. Okay. I get it. I mean, I accept that. For me, I'm going to tell you that if you ask me the question, am I superstitious, I would say no. But.
But. There's always a but.
Yeah. No, I think that there are times mm-hmm. when it occurs to me, you know, and I question whatever it may be. So I would say that generally no, because I know intellectually there's probably not a lot of energy being spent by the universe on ensuring that unlucky number 13 gets their due, or the black cat, you know, is going to ruin your day, or walking under a ladder. Isn't that an interesting one? You know,
or breaking the mirror.
There might be
breaking the mirror.
Geez. Maybe there's a department somewhere out there, wherever this out there is, that says, keeping track of all those walking under a ladder today, make sure we boink them over the head or whatever, whatever the consequence is for doing so. Kind of interesting. All right. Look, a lot of things that human beings do and don't do and how they act about and how they feel about certain things is not necessarily logical or rational. So we accept this as one of just those things. Right? Okay. Moving on. And on another note, if you are superstitious by nature, this will really get to you. There's a green comet that'll be visible in the night sky, supposedly over the next month or so. Now, this green comet doesn't pose any danger or any threat. Actually, has nothing to do with Friday the 13th whatsoever, but it is green. And it's green because of the presence of certain compounds in the what's called the coma, the outside of the comet. Primarily, these compounds are diatomic carbon and cyanogen, and they both glow green when hit by sunlight. So really, I've never seen a green comet before.
I think the last time it was here was like 10,000 years ago. 10 million years ago? 10 billion years ago it was last seen? I don't know. 10 million?
Well, it wouldn't be, the universe is 13.8 billion years old, so it probably wouldn't be 10 billion years ago. And there probably weren't too many folks around to marvel at it 10 billion years ago, but one never knows, right?
I mean,
could be on a different planet, maybe it was sighted.
Actually, Jeff, it was 50,000 years ago.
I mean, these things do come and go. They come around, you know, relatively frequently and regularly, but yeah. It's back to haunt us in the night sky. A green comet.
I'm going to look for it this weekend. I'll be up north. It's extra dark where our cabin is.
Well, you got a good shot to check it out and just don't be spooked by it.
Okay.
There's no sign. It doesn't mean anything.
There's no aliens.
No, there's no aliens. No, nothing like that.
All right. Okay.
So don't be scared. It's all is good. All is fine.
Okay.
Right here on our show this morning. We're going to run to a break. Back with more tantalizing, interesting, and just thought-provoking and stimulating stuff like superstitions, and green comets. Back in a moment right here on the Pre-W. Smith Show.